card on Tuesday.
Nothing.
Okay.
So I said to the family, I've tried it. You know, I just obviously wasn't good enough.
Mm.
Telegram, Friday morning, arrives. Selected to play for the Saints, be London Scottish, bus leaves Franklin Gardens at 8:30, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I didn't have a car, I didn't drive, but so left for Scarf on hitchhike.
What year was this?
1963.
Wow.
Okay. That
yeah,
would have been sort of September
first.
63. Well, October, maybe beginning of October. I played for the Wonders for September. About October the 5th, probably, yeah, I don't know.
Mm.
But so we arrived there and we lost 12-3, I think. Next week, Card comes, Cardiff at Cardiff. So that first game, London Scottish, with six Scottish internationals in the side in London. Second one, Cardiff in Cardiff. When we ran out onto the field, small boys were throwing stones at us. At Cardiff. And so that was interesting. 17-6 we lost. And that season, my first season, I kept saying to the folks, I'm going to get dropped. This is the worst season Northampton had ever had. It, the whole
and they'd lost some big players.
They had lost some big players.
Soon
and,
before
and
that.
We one of the replacements were not doing very well. Or not getting much forward, whatever.
Yeah.
So at the end of that season now, something happened that made all the difference to what went on the following season. We began to win. We had about four or five games, five or six games to go, and we began to win. And John Cooley had come over from Bedford, and we had another, Wolfenden had come down from somewhere, second row. We had three or four who now came in key positions, and we began to win. And the spirit of the side just went out of the roof. And we won, and we won, and we won. And then the last game of the season was an evening game on a Wednesday, I think, or Tuesday or Wednesday. And the headmaster, I was teaching at Southam High School, the headmaster, a Welshman, said, you may only have leave to go if for compassionate reasons. Like death in the family. So I couldn't ask him if I could go and play rugby because I knew he would say no, then I would defy him and he could fire me. So what I did, I just didn't go to school that day. And I played in the evening and we won. We finished the season. Again, the team spirit was such now that this is a team of losers, team of winners.
Yeah.
When you said you didn't go to school, are you talking about as a pupil or
as a teacher?
So you were teaching now?
Yeah, teacher, yes.
Where were you teaching?
At Southam High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
was
so
that your first post after Lumber?
Yes, it was, yeah.
As the PE teacher?
Yes. And so I've been there a couple of years or so. Exactly, this was my final year because when I got back the following day, he called me into his office. He said, I see from my Daily Telegraph, the Savage, who played rugby football for Northampton's against Richmond. I said, yes, sir, the reason I couldn't ask you is because you would have refused me permission and I would have had to defy you, and I didn't want to do that. He called in the local physical education organiser, he called in the assistant chairman of Warwickshire Education, and he called in the chairman of the governors first of all, and now these are the people who've got a Northampton Saints player as your phys ed teacher, and you are not going to be understanding at all about this, and it's not an honour, it's just he's broken the rules. So the chairman of the government came in, he started asking me questions, I just sat there, I just didn't answer him. Then he called the PE organiser in. I just ignored him. Then the assistant education officer for Warwickshire came in. I didn't speak to him either. And at the end, he said to me, if you're thinking of resigning, Mr. Savage, we suggest you do it sooner rather than later. So I resigned.
Oh, wow.